Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of tapping into the Father's love through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Jesus, for being the counselor, the Almighty God that keeps us in the right path, the path of peace, path of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 23, verse 8 to 15. And you are not to be addressed as Father, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Nor are you to be addressed as Teacher, for you have one Teacher, the Anointed One. The greatest among you will be the one who always serves others. Remember this. If you have a lofty opinion of yourself and seek to be honored, you will be humbled. But if you have a modest opinion of yourself and choose to humble yourself, you will be honored. Great sorrow awaits your religious scholars and you Pharisees, such frauds and pretenders. You do all you can to keep people from experiencing the reality of heaven's kingdom realm. Not only do you refuse to enter in, you also forbid anyone else from entering in. Great sorrow awaits you religious scholars and Pharisees, frauds and pretenders, for you eat up the widow's household with the ladle of your prayers. Because of this, you will receive a greater judgment. Great sorrow awaits you religious scholars and you Pharisees, such frauds and pretenders, for you will travel over land and sea to find one disciple, only to make him twice the child of hell as yourself.
Thank you, Jesus, for your leading. And what just stands out to me here is, you know, these religious leaders are antichrist. That's number one, because if you antichrist, then you, the devil has got hold of you and he's seducing you. He's letting you play a part in his lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. So Jesus is the key that we all have. And so here we see, these Pharisees and scribes and these teachers that seduce the Jewish nation, we see they can't enter the kingdom because it's only through Jesus that you can enter the kingdom, receive the Holy Spirit, and then you get righteousness, peace, and joy. And that's all the kingdom, as it says in Romans 17. Yeah. So, guys, it's just so important. And once we've come in through Jesus, we get baptized, because that baptism is, again, something we need to realize is that when Jesus died, you died. And sin was dealt with. And when Jesus was raised, you were raised. So that's what baptism signifies. But now that you raise, you need the power of the Holy Spirit, because who knows the thoughts of God, and who brings about the ability to be a witness. It was a wonderful word this morning Uncle Angus shared, was that creation is waiting for the sons of God. And who are the sons of God? Those led by the Spirit. So it's so important then to be led by the Spirit, because that's where we tap into the Father's love that was ordained for us from before the foundation of the earth. So the wonderful understanding is that we are all children of God, that we are God's idea. It's God that said, come, let us make man in our image and our likeness. It was God that said that we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. So it's coming home to your true family. So now you know you're in your true family. And now you just got to keep in step with the leading of the Spirit, loving the Word on a daily basis, because this is where Jesus reveals himself to us in the morning. I love the prophetic word in Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. And on the third day, he will raise us up so that we may know him from the rising of the sun. So every day the sun rises. And so every day we can get the leading of the Lord through the Holy Spirit. And then what is that leading to? It brings about the righteousness of God in our lives. The goodness that God has laid aside for us. So beautifully it says that God has prepared a place for us. And that place is found in being born again, at home in the kingdom, and listening to the Holy Spirit. Because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And we've not received the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, so as to know what is freely being given to us. So be blessed to know you are part of the family. Run to the Lord, listen to him, and walk with him, because that is where we find life and life in abundance. The God quality of life is knowing the Father and knowing the Son through the Spirit, through the love of the Word. Jesus says it so beautifully in John 14, you love my word, and so I will come live with you, and the Father will come live with you. So stay in tune. You are part of this family. Develop on schedule. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.